Good morning. My guest this morning is Joanne Cohn, and she is appearing on behalf of Sunflowers, I believe.
I am.
Are you working for Sunflowers?
I'm volunteering for Sunflowers.
Right. Sunflowers for Santa Rosa.
Exactly.
Tell us about that.
Well, you know, I had this brilliant idea, and I said, wouldn't it be nice if everybody in Santa Rosa got to meet their neighbors by planting sunflowers in front of where they live, and play?
Nice.
So I wrote this article for the Sonoma County Gazette, and lo and behold, everybody wants to do it. So we have this group going. We're a bunch of volunteers. We got 100,000 seeds from Seeds of Change. We went to Friedman's. We went to Harmony Farms. Everybody's giving us seeds. And now we're trying to distribute them. Awesome.
What a wonderful idea. A wonderful idea and also a modest one. It's very nice somehow.
We like it.
Yeah. Basically, you are hoping to see a million sunflowers bloom right here in Santa Rosa.
Absolutely. You know, we're thinking we've gotten, I think, 30 schools. We've gotten a whole bunch of neighborhood groups. And what we need now is just everybody to raise their hands and say, I want sunflower seeds. And we're making it really easy for people. You can come to Earth Day, which is April 27th, a Saturday, in downtown Santa Rosa, Courthouse Square, from noon to 4, and we will give you either sunflower seeds or sunflower starts. People like Sonoma County Jail and Amarisa Gardens and some other groups are growing some seedlings for us. So you can either get...
Oh, so you can get starts.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. And then to make it even bigger and better, you can take those home with you, give them to your neighbors. And then what we want are people to adopt streets and say, I'm going to take this street or I'm going to take that street.
Uh-huh.
And wouldn't it be fun to drive into Santa Rosa and see a sea of yellow with all our sunflowers?
Oh, yes. Just wherever you have a tree on the sidewalk in front of your house, put a sunflower alongside it and
Absolutely.
Let it accompany the tree.
You know, they don't need a lot of water either. They need some when they're starting out,
right,
keep
right
the ground
beginning.
Moist. And then when they're bursting with all their flowers, they're going to need some more water. But they're not a heavily, you know, watering isn't their number one thing that they need. They need lots of sunshine. We need to keep them away from the deer because the deer think they taste really good.
Right.
But they're pretty easy to grow.
Well, and also when they're done, the birds can take over and help to clean up. They'll be delighted.
Yeah. And, you know, it's not just the birds. The bees love them while they're growing up. And then you and I and everybody else can dry them and bake them and we can eat them also. And it will be great to have some get us some exercise for the summer as we're out tending to our sunflowers. Give us some great edible food to eat, which will be fun. And then share for our environment. Get those bees and birds out there and get us some pollinated plants for the summer.
I have a suggestion.
Oh, good, good.
My suggestion is that somehow or other you recognize the person whose sunflower is the tallest and the person whose sunflower has the biggest diameter.
We will do that. In fact, we're going to have a celebration on August 11th, which is a Sunday at Juilliard Park at 4 o'clock. And we're going to have prizes for the people who grow the biggest, the tallest, the littlest. It's going to be
right,
awesome.
I forgot that.
And you know how to stay in touch with us is go to Facebook and like Sunflowers for Santa Rosa. And so, like, you had just a brilliant idea. Send us your brilliant ideas. You know, and you can volunteer. You can help us stuff envelopes that have sunflower seeds. You can adopt a street. You can think of some great ideas for our August 11th celebration. So there's lots of ways you can help out.
Excellent. Joanne, I must say, and I mean this quite seriously, I think this is an idea whose time has come.
Oh, yay. Thank
really
you so
do.
Much.
Well, thank you for coming in. And let's tell people once again that this is Sunflowers for Santa Rosa. It is all about sunflowers and seeing as many sunflowers bloom in our city as we possibly can. The way to find out more about it is, as Joanne said, to go to Facebook, Sunflowers for Santa Rosa. You can like Sunflowers for Santa Rosa on Facebook. And you can also call area 707-206-8489. Thanks, Joanne.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.